for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, September the 1st, 1990. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Reverend Joe Popel is the minister of the evening. This is one of two of the evening service.
Brother Popel, come and introduce his wife and daughter.
Years, and it's good to be with all of you dear folks tonight. It's wonderful that we can come together and reach out with our faith and begin to believe God for those things in particular which we need or desire that He should do in our behalf. We know that things which are too hard for medical science are just not too hard for God. Last year, I was in a meeting in Sacramento, California. One night, we prayed for two young men who had AIDS. And before we prayed for them to be healed, I had them to renounce homosexuality. Because I don't believe that if a person is healed with AIDS, if they continue in their old lifestyle, I don't believe that they can keep their healing. They renounced homosexuality. They prayed the sinner's prayer. We prayed for them to be healed. And one of them determined a physical change immediately when he was prayed for. Later, both of them came back with the testimony that they were healed of AIDS. Last year, I was in a meeting in Oklahoma City. Brother, sister, Bob Link, who are here in this meeting, who live in Norman, Oklahoma, were in that particular meeting. And there were some Nazarene people who came out to the meeting. The man had seen the ad in the paper concerning the meeting, and he told his dear wife that he felt that they should come to that meeting because she had been diagnosed to have Hodgkin's disease, and there were certain things which she had not been able to do for the past 3 years. When she was prayed for, she was kind of leaning over against her husband. And after prayer, she said, "I believe that the doctor is going to determine a miracle," or something to that effect. Well, it was about a month from that time that I received a letter from that Nazarene lady. They had sent biopsies to California on two different occasions. They did multiple testing. Every single test came back negative. No Hodgkin's disease. And she told me that she had been witnessing, her testimony had gone across the country, and that she was going to continue to give glory to God for what He had done in her behalf. Right after that meeting in Oklahoma City, and during that same period of time, we were in a meeting in Norman, Oklahoma, where Brother and Sister Bob Link live. And one night in the meeting there, we prayed for a young mother of two children who had the AIDS virus condition. And about 1 month after that time, I returned to Norman for another meeting. And at that time, I was told that this young mother had been back to the doctor on two different occasions and had been examined, and the test came back negative both times. The Lord Jesus had touched her in a miraculous way. Well, there just isn't anything too hard for the Lord to do. We were recently in a convention with a full gospel businessman in Jackson, Mississippi. Dr. and Mrs. Keller, who were here in the meeting. I don't see them here tonight, but they're in the back. I thought they were gone. I understand from my wife that there was a miraculous happening since that convention, there was a family of singers who were singing during this convention, and the wife had been diagnosed to have a cancerous condition, and I understand that it was the second fastest moving or second destructible cancerous condition that a person could have. And she was told that she had to have surgery right away. I think that she'd had surgery one time, if I remember correctly. And just received the report today that when she went back to the doctor, they performed surgery, but they couldn't find any cancer. Our God is great. Our God is great here tonight. And He can absolutely and positively touch you as your faith is reaching out to touch Him. My family and I have just recently been in meetings in New Jersey. And while we were in Cape May, I was told about two different people. In fact, they attended the conference there. One was an ex-nun who was healed in one of our meetings of a cancerous condition several years ago. And one of the ladies had only been given 2 years to live. And after prayer, she has been living several years. God just touched her in a wonderful way. And we just praise God for His ability and His willingness to touch people and to meet dear people's needs. Well, I would like to speak to you tonight for a little while from the Holy Scriptures. I would like to encourage you to be reaching out, be believing the Lord. We've seen a lot of people healed while they were sitting and just listening to the Word of God. Especially when I was in Asia for several months in 1987 and 88. A lot of times I would question people and ask, how many people had been healed or had had a miraculous change just sitting and listening to the Word of God. The Lord performed a lot of miraculous things as people were just listening to the Word of God. I believe that this is truly God's Word. I believe it is truly powerful. I believe that it produces results when people hear it with a hearing ear, when people hear it with faith and receive it into their heart or into their spirit. Now the text tonight is found in the book of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter and the 14th verse. And the scripture saith, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Now the Lord Jesus declared that prior to the end of the world and prior to the end of the age, that the gospel of the kingdom should be preached in all the world. And the Lord Jesus declared the purpose of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God in all the world. He said that it is for a witness unto all nations. Now this is a word witness, of course, but it is even more than a word witness. It is also a witness of the manifestation and the demonstration of the supernatural power of God. Now, God has predetermined to pour out of His Spirit in a mighty way in this end-time generation in which we're living. And God has predetermined to show forth signs and wonders and miracles in this end-time age. I personally believe that many of us have not begun to realize the magnitude
of that which God is actually going to perform in this end time generation. I believe that God is going to send a mighty revival such as we have not seen and such as perhaps many of us did not expect to see in our physical lifetime upon the face of this earth. I believe that there are great things in store for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in this end time.
Amen.
In the book of Mark, the 16th chapter and the 15th through the 18th verse, the Lord Jesus spoke to the early church disciples and said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Now the Lord Jesus told those early church disciples to go into all the world and to present the gospel message unto every single human being upon the face of the whole earth. And Jesus told them that it was up to the individuals to whom they should share the gospel as to what they did with that which they heard. The Lord Jesus said that if they heard and believed, that they would be saved. But if they heard, believed, and were baptized, they should be saved. But if they did not believe, and if they rejected, that they should be condemned. And he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." And in the book of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, in the 7th and the 8th verse, the Lord Jesus spoke to the early church disciples and said, "And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Now the Lord Jesus told those disciples that they should tell the people of the soon coming kingdom of heaven. And he also said, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." God freely gives to his disciples, and he doesn't want the individual to hold back, but he wants the individual to give out of that which he has given unto that person. The early church and the early church disciples were just a forerunner and forerunners of this mighty revival which God is going to send upon the face of the earth in these days in which we are living. This is a revival of the kingdom of God, revival of the gospel of the kingdom, the power of the Spirit of God, and the power of the Word of God, which is going to be manifested and which is going to bring great healing and great deliverance to human beings upon the face of this earth. And in the book of Luke 4, 18 and 19, the scripture saith, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Now, there are a lot of people today that are brokenhearted. There are a lot of people today whose lives have been shattered because of the invisible spiritual forces of satanic origin. There are a lot of people that have been bruised. There are a lot of people that are spiritually blind. A lot of people that are physically blind. But God wants people's broken hearts to be mended. God wants people's broken hearts to be healed. God wants to pour out His oil of healing in the midst of human beings today. And He wants to mend up that broken heart. He wants to deliver the captive. He wants to deliver the individual that has been bruised by Satan and his invisible demoniacal cohorts. He wants to open people's spiritual eyes. He wants to open people's physical eyes and manifest His great power in the midst of the multitudes. And in the book of Acts 10 and 38, the scripture saith how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now the Lord Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with the power of God, and he went about doing good and healing all that were held in captivity by Satan, those that were oppressed by satanic activity. He went about healing and delivering from the invisible spiritual forces of the enemy. Now, it is the power of the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God and the power of God that brings healing and that brings deliverance from these invisible spiritual forces today. And in the book of 1 John 3 and 8, the scripture saith, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now the Bible declares that the Lord Jesus was manifested expressly for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. Whenever the Lord Jesus came face to face with the works of the devil, regardless of the form in which he met the works of the devil, he took complete and absolute authority over the works of the devil and destroyed his works. When the Lord Jesus came face to face with the demoniac of Gadara, the man that had been driven from his home, his family, his friends, and society, the man that had made his abode, his abiding place among the tombs and in the shadow of death, the man that had often been bound with chains and fetters, but because of his great demon possession, he would pluck those chains asunder. When Jesus came face to face with that man, he took complete and absolute authority over the works of the devil and bound the works of the devil and clothed this man in his right mind and sent him back home to his family, to his friends, and to society to show what great things God had done for him. Now, Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And I would like to say to you tonight that the purpose of the church, as well as the purpose of the Lord Jesus, is to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy the invisible spiritual forces that are tormenting, oppressing, and possessing people all over the face of the earth today. That is the purpose of the church, even as that was the purpose of the Lord Jesus. And God doesn't want us to miss out on the purpose, the true purpose, His desire, that which He wills to do in this end time generation in which we're living today. Now, as someone has already rightly said, it's not only the pulpit ministry, but the individual child of God, the people of God, the believers of God that have authority and that have been commissioned to take authority over the invisible spiritual forces of Satan and to bring deliverance to human beings and to bring healing to those who are sick. You don't have to have an ordination paper. You don't have to be a pulpit preacher. God is just looking for people. He's looking for believers. He doesn't care how old you are or how young you may be or what segment of society you may be from or what your church name is in particular. He is just looking for an individual and individuals that will give themselves wholly and unreservedly unto Him that He might send that little mother or grandmother into that place where that person is oppressed by the power of the devil and loosen that individual in the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and let the captive go free. And in the book of Luke, the 13th chapter and the 16th verse, the scripture saith, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Now Jesus delivered a woman. Jesus healed a woman who had been bowled over in her back for 18 long years. And he received much criticism, even from religious people, because he had done this mighty act of deliverance on the Sabbath day. But Jesus spoke to those people and told them that this was a bondage of Satan. This woman was bound by Satan. And Jesus said that she was a daughter of Abraham. She was a child of God. She rightfully had an inheritance because she was a daughter of Abraham. And he said that she ought not to be bound by this satanic bondage, but that she ought to be set free. And she was set free by the supernatural power of God. Now, a lot of people today are unaware of the invisible spiritual forces which are affecting their condition or their situation. There are a lot of people who do not realize the underlying cause of the trouble with which they find themselves surrounded by and confronted with. They do not realize the underlying cause. But if people's spiritual eyes could be opened, and if people could see the demoniacal activity and what these spirits are actually doing, I suppose it would scare many people half to death. And a lot of people who have even talked about demons and perhaps preached about demons, if a lot of people could have their eyes, their spiritual eyes open, and could actually see these spiritual forces, I suppose that a lot of people would perhaps be scared just about half to death. I had two friends years ago who specialized in ministry of casting out devils. One is going to be with the Lord now. He was with the Royal Canadian Air Force during the Second World War, and he was pastoring up in Canada. And the other man was from the States. And over a period of months, the Lord showed him, and he showed him these demons and what they looked like and different demons that were associated with different things. And he showed me some of the drawings. God had shown him over a period of months, and he had drawn these characters. Well, there are a lot of invisible spiritual forces which are seeking to disrupt that which God wills to do in this hour in which we're living. And there are a lot of spiritual forces who are out to destroy anyone that they possibly can, even you or me. The devil is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care who the individual may be. He doesn't care whether it's a preacher or a lay member or what the church maybe in particular, which the individual belongs to, is a member of, the devil just seeks to destroy. His very character is destructible. He's very destructive. His very nature is destructibleness. His character is evil. And he seeks to destroy. In the book of Luke 8 and 1, the scripture speaking about the Lord Jesus saith, and it came to pass in the book of St. Luke 8 and 1, the scripture saith, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now when the Lord Jesus went throughout the different cities and villages, he not only preached, but he had something to show the people. He showed them the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. He showed them what the kingdom of God was really like. He showed them what the kingdom of God embraced and what God wanted to do for human beings through the kingdom of God. He took away the heavy burden of sins. He healed the sick. He delivered people from demon power. He cast out devils. He raised the dead. He fed the hungry. He comforted those who were mourning and ministered unto the needs of human beings. Now this is what the kingdom of God is really like. In the kingdom of God and in the purpose of God, God wants people's every need in particular to be met. A provision has been made whereby a person's any and every need may be met in the kingdom of God. So the Lord wants people to draw from the resources of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has never had a depression. It has never had a recession. The kingdom of God has never been in poor shape. The kingdom of God has never been in poor shape. As far as the economy of the kingdom of God is concerned, the kingdom of God is in great shape. The kingdom of God is in great shape. There's no shortage whatsoever in the kingdom of God. Now, sometimes we try to draw from the resources which are in our particular geographical area, the area around about us, and sometimes we may find ourselves coming up a little short. But you know, we need to look beyond our particular geographical area and the supply of our geographical area, and we need to reach out unto God and begin to claim that which is promised in the kingdom of God, and that which God wants to give through the resources of the kingdom of God, that humanity's needs might be abundantly met for the glory of God. Now, God wants the glad tidings of the kingdom of God to be presented to the human family today. God wants to bring the glad tidings of the kingdom of God to bear in the midst of human beings today. And in the book of Matthew 6 and 10, the scripture saith, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now, the kingdom belongs unto the Lord forever. The kingdom never changes. The kingdom of God is just as powerful today as it was in the days of the early church. The kingdom of God embodies all of the power today that it embodied when the Lord Jesus Christ walked upon the face of the earth and healed the deaf, the dumb, the blind, the lame, and all manner of sickness and disease. The kingdom of God embodies the same power today that it embodied when the early church disciples went out and spoke to people in Jesus' name and saw the paralytics healed and all manner of sickness and diseases healed among the people. The kingdom belongs unto the Lord. The kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. The power belongs unto the Lord. And the power of the kingdom of God has in no wise diminished in any way whatsoever. And in the book of Matthew 6 and 10, the scripture saith, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Too many people are waiting until they get to heaven before they think that they can receive the blessings that God wants to give unto them and before they can have the promises of God fulfilled in their behalf. But Jesus said, thy kingdom come in this physical life, upon the face of this temporal earth. Thy kingdom come in the midst of the people. The power of the kingdom of God come in the midst of the people. And he said, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. So I'll tell you, I believe that God wants us to climb up a few steps. I believe that God wants us to press in. I believe that God wants us to reach out, because God has more for his people in this day in which we're living. And I believe that God is raising up an army of believers that won't piddle around, but that will mean business with God, and that will be just as sincere and just as battle-ready as those soldiers and sailors and Air Force and military personnel are who are in the Persian Gulf today. And I'll tell you, when we get that battle ready, I believe that we're going to begin to see things happen. I believe that we're going to begin to see some of the power of the enemy pulled down and the captives set free and the glory of God come forth in the midst of the people. Can you say praise the Lord? Thank God. And in the book of 1 Corinthians 4:20, the scripture says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Now, there are too many people today who preach the kingdom of God as a mere, ineffectual, powerless kingdom. But the kingdom of God is not a mere, ineffectual, powerless kingdom. It is a kingdom of power. And friends, we belong to that kingdom of power. We dwell in the midst of the greatest kingdom that ever has existed or ever shall exist. And it's an eternal kingdom. We're a part of that kingdom. And thank God for the power in this kingdom in which we dwell and have a part of. Can you say praise the Lord? Thank God. Thank God. And in the book of Luke 12:32, the Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples and said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Lord Jesus said that it was not only the will of God, but it was the good pleasure of God to give his people the kingdom and the blessings of the kingdom of God. He wants to give unto us today the blessings of the kingdom of God. He wants us to begin to draw from the resource of the kingdom of God, which can never, never, never be depleted. It pleases God to give us all of these wonderful things. It pleases God to give us the kingdom and things pertaining unto the kingdom of God. Now, divine healing pertains unto the kingdom of God. And I personally believe that there are a lot of people here tonight that are going to be healed. I believe that there are going to be people who will leave this meeting and will not be the same because you have been healed by the supernatural power of God. I believe that God is going to heal people. Some of you perhaps may be healed just sitting there in your seat. Some of you perhaps have already been healed during this conference just listening to the Word of God. And some of you perhaps are in the process of being healed or being delivered as you simply give yourself over to the Lord and you just continue to act upon that which you have heard. I believe that God wants to make you whole by his supernatural power. So healing is a blessing. It is one of the blessings which belong to the people of God who are members of the kingdom of God. And in the book of Galatians 3:13, the scripture saith, Galatians 3:13, Christ the scripture saith, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Now the Lord Jesus died an accursed death in order that he might redeem us from the curse of the law. Now the Bible tells us that sickness and disease came upon the human family under the curse of the law. And here the Bible is telling us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now if this is true, and we believe that it is, then sickness and disease has no rightful place to exist. It has no right to exist in the physical body of a born again believer. We have been redeemed. The Lord has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Sickness and disease comes under the curse of the law. So what we need to do is to begin to realize more fully the full redemption which the Lord Jesus Christ has brought about and has paid for in our behalf. We need to realize more and more. You know, some people have realized a little of the redemption, and they have received a little of the redemption. Some people have realized more of the redemption, and they've reached out, and they have realized more of the redemption. But there's a whole lot that we have not been able to realize and fully grasp as of yet. There is redemption in that which Jesus purchased for us on Calvary. There is redemption of these physical bodies. God wants to heal the sickness. He wants to heal the disease. He wants to make the individual whole for the glory and the praise of His precious and wonderful name. And in the book of Matthew 8 and 15, the scripture saith, And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now on this occasion, the Lord Jesus entered into Peter's house, along with Peter and the other disciples, and they found Peter's mother-in-law sick with a great fever. Now Jesus did not strain, struggle, fret, or try hard, but he simply touched this dear woman on the hand, and immediately the power of God surged through her physical body. A miracle transpired, and she got up, made perfectly whole, and began to minister unto their needs. She was healed by the supernatural power of God. Now it doesn't matter what your condition may be. It doesn't matter what the good medical doctor may have said concerning your condition. God wants to touch you tonight. One touch of the Lord Jesus Christ will make you perfectly whole by the power of God. In February of this year, we were in a meeting at Antioch, California, and we prayed for the custodian of the church in a men's breakfast meeting who had gone to the doctor, and they discovered that he had cancer of the lungs, and the cancerous condition had blocked the artery and wrapped around the aorta. And they just sewed him back up. They said that if he didn't have chemotherapy, that he would live 2 months. And if he had chemotherapy, that the most that he could live would be 4 months. They sewed him up. He had a growth the size of a grapefruit. We prayed for him during that morning breakfast. And while I was still there during the course of the meetings, he went back to the doctor and he came back. And the doctor said that the growth at that time was about the size of a silver dollar. Recently, I talked with a pastor long distance over the telephone, and this man had been back to the doctor. The doctor said he's completely healed of cancer. The only thing that they could find was that one little spot, and the doctor said that he thought that was scar tissue, but the doctor said that the man was completely healed of cancer. One touch of the Lord Jesus will cause the most dread sickness or disease condition to flee away from your physical body, and will cause you to be made whole by His supernatural power for His glory. And in the book of Matthew 4 and 23, the scripture saith, and He went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now, first of all, Jesus taught and Jesus preached. Jesus was laying a foundation of the Word of God. Jesus was instructing people concerning that which God wanted to do in their behalf. And then, after he had laid this foundation, after he had taught and had preached, he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. When the foundation of the Word of God has been laid through teaching and preaching, then the way is paved for the individual to receive a healing or a miracle from the hand of God. Thank God. Let's praise the Lord together tonight and tell the Lord that you love Him. And let's be reaching out together and believe God. Father, we praise You. We worship Your name. We thank You for the eternal presence of God. We thank You for this campground. We thank You for Brother and Sister Miller. Thank You for the teachers. Thank You for the every dear person that's here. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for the presence of God. Thank You, Lord, because You do want to do great things. You do want to manifest Your mighty power. You do want to meet people's needs. And Lord, we just praise You for it. We thank You for it. We want to be in the place, Lord, where we can receive that which You have promised and that which You want so very much to do in our behalf. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we know that the greatest need of all is the spiritual need, because the spiritual aspect of a person's life is the eternal part of the individual's life. It's the eternal aspect. And Lord, we praise You for it in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Now, would you please just bow your head and close your eyes all over this audience tonight and just let your mind be upon the Lord Jesus. Just reverence His wonderful presence and just be reaching out to the Lord from the depth of your innermost being. And while the heads are bowed and the eyes are closed, please, no one looking around, and everyone that will is just worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord and just reverencing His wonderful presence. If there should be those individuals here tonight who are not really sure that you're born again of the Spirit of God, as the Lord Jesus said that a person must be in order to see the kingdom of God, if you're not sure that should death come unexpectedly, that your inner man, your spirit man, would be ready to go immediately into that heavenly world, but you want to be ready, you want to get rid of the doubts, you want to just say an eternal yes to the Lord Jesus tonight, and perhaps you've even accepted the Lord in times past, but maybe something has deterred you, and somehow you've kind of gotten off the main highway which leads to heaven, but you just want the Lord to give you more assurance. You want the Lord to cause you to know that whatever it may be that has deterred you, whatever it may be that has affected adversely, has been taken care of, and that you're on your way to heaven. If that is your case tonight, if you're not sure, but you want to be sure, or you want more assurance concerning your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father, would you please raise your hand and let me know by your uplifted hand that you want to get rid of the doubts. God bless you. Are there others? You're sincere, and maybe you've accepted the Lord, as I mentioned, but somehow something has happened, and you're not sure, and you want to be sure. Is there anyone else? God bless you. Those you just desire to have more assurance, more assurance, more assurance, would you raise your hand? Praise God. Praise God. The Bible says that if we confess our sins to the Lord Jesus, doesn't matter what the sin may be or may have been, the Bible says that the Lord is faithful to forgive the individual for that sin and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. The Bible tells us that not a single one of us can be worthy to be saved by our own good works. We're saved by grace through faith. The Bible tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him, Jesus, from the dead, that we shall be saved, So with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And I'm going to ask those of you who have raised your hands and those who may not have raised your hand, but you're sincere, you just want more assurance, you want to get rid of all of the doubts, you want more assurance, would you please stand up right by the seat where you're seated? And I would just like to have a brief prayer with you and for you that the Lord shall usher in this wonderful assurance, that He shall give you more assurance, more assurance, more assurance, more assurance. Thank you for standing. Thank you for standing. Those who raised your hands, just stand up if you will, please. You just desire more assurance. Thank God. And I'm going to ask you to please repeat a prayer after me and really mean it and really believe it with all of your heart. And not only those who are standing, but I'm going to ask everyone to repeat this prayer, if you will, please. And if you have any doubt whatsoever, let that doubt go out of your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I do believe that You're God's only begotten Son, and that You suffered and bled and died on Calvary's cross, that my sins might be forgiven and that I might have eternal life. And Lord Jesus, I believe that You were raised up from the dead on the third day. That I might have the hope of being resurrected from the dead. And I confess my sins to Thee. Known sins or unknown sins. And I ask You to forgive me for my sins. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and become my very own personal Savior. Take away every doubt from my heart. And give me the full assurance that I'm a child of God. Cause me to know that I'm born of Your Spirit. And that my name is written down in heaven. And that I do have eternal life. And by Your helping grace, I will pray. And I will read the Word of God. And I will attend the house of God. And I will confess the Lord Jesus Christ to others as my personal Savior. Now, Lord Jesus, I have done that which Your Word has instructed me to do. And I believe that You're faithful to do that which You promised that You would do. I believe that You have heard my prayer. I believe that You have forgiven my sins. I believe that You have come into my heart and life. Because I accept You into my heart and life by faith. And I purpose to serve You every day of my life. By the helping grace of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's thank Him. He has heard your prayer. If you have doubts, don't doubt it anymore. Just praise God, and the more you praise Him and worship Him and magnify His name, the more assurance will fill your heart and your life. Lord, we praise You. We thank You for the wonderful promise and the wonderful hope of eternal life. Thank You, Lord, for lifting us up. Thank You, Lord, for causing this bright light of hope to shine into our hearts and our lives. Thank You, Lord, for eternal life, which You promised and which we believe to be ours through faith in that promise and faith in Your name. We love You for it, Lord Jesus. We thank You for it, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, if you had doubts before And now the doubts are gone. Would you raise your hand? Well, praise God. Praise God. Wonderful. Don't doubt Him anymore. And if the devil tries to make you doubt, just remind him that Jesus said that He's a liar and the father of lies, and the truth is not in Him. But Jesus is the truth. The Word of God is the truth. And you've acted your faith upon the Word of God, so don't doubt anymore, as you may have, that Jesus is truly the author of your eternal salvation. Praise God. Well, we're going to begin praying for physical conditions tonight. But before we begin to pray, I would like to ask a question. Is there anyone who may have just been sitting in the audience tonight, and while you were sitting there and listening to the Word of God, you have determined to change already? Is there anyone like that? Would you raise your hand? Should be someone like that. You've determined a change. Maybe you can hear better. Maybe you can see better. Maybe the growth is diminished or perhaps completely gone, but you can tell a change. Is there anyone like that here tonight? Yes. Yes. You know, sometimes a person may not know if they don't check themselves. So why don't you check yourself and just see if you can determine a change? Thank God. Determine a change. Praise God. What change can you tell? The lady here. Yes. Can see a lot better. Well, that's good, isn't it? All right. Anyone else? Have you been able to determine a change? Praise God. All right. Well, now, the Lord didn't reveal this to me. I'm simply asking a question. And I want to make a distinction. Are there any persons here tonight, or is there any person here tonight who knows that you have a cancerous condition in any part of your body? Cancer. Right? Or in here, is there anyone else? You know that you have cancer in any part of your body. Where is the cancer? Where is the cancer? Are you suffering tonight? All right. 5 spots, they determined. When she had this CAT scan, had a good idea. Well, let's just be believing the Lord together that the Lord's going to just heal this dear lady tonight, and that the good idea of the doctor and those who examined her will change when she is reexamined. Amen? Praise God. All right, let me ask another question. And the Lord didn't reveal this to me. I'm simply asking a question. Is there anyone here tonight who is totally deaf in either one of your ears? You're totally deaf in either one of your ears. Right? A lady here. What is the cause of the deafness?
The doctor is saying it's nerve damage.
Nerve damage. All right. And in which ear is it? The left ear. And do you have partial loss of hearing in the other ear? We have a hearing aid in the other ear. All right. Is there anyone else who is totally deaf in one ear? Gentleman here. Which ear is it, sir? What caused the deafness? What caused the deafness? How long have you been deaf in that ear? All right. Totally deaf in the right ear. It has been the left ear. It has been for about 4 years. All right. Is there anyone else totally deaf in one of your ears? All right. How many people are here tonight who are partially deaf in either one or both of your ears? Would you raise your hand? What about the gentleman here? Is it one or both ears? And do you know what the cause is?
Loud
machinery. And the lady here, do you know what the cause of it is? All right. And someone back here. Loud machinery, one ear or both ears? Both ears? All right. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. One ear, both ears. The left ear is the worst. And how long has it been that way? Do you know about how much loss you have in that ear? About 50%, she would estimate. All right. I'm going to invite this lady to come forward, and this gentleman, and this lady. And the lady here, a lady back here. I'm going to invite you to come forward. And the gentleman here and the lady here. And as we pray up here, if you have a loss of hearing, why don't you believe the Lord back there to touch you? And let's believe the Lord to heal you. As we pray up here, let's believe God to touch you back there. And to heal you of the deafness or loss of hearing. And you said both ears?
Yes.
And how much loss?
I don't know how much loss. They just told me that I was partially deaf in both ears and that certain tones I can't hear at all.
Certain tones she can't hear at all. And is one ear worse than the other, or do they seem to be about the same?
They're about the same.
All right. Let's pray for this lady. This lady first, and no one else come forward, please. Only those whom I have called. And with your permission, I'm going to put my fingers in your ears. Is that all right?
Yes.
And let's believe God together. Let's all of us here tonight. You as an individual have faith. Let's reach out together with our faith and believe God to restore the hearing to normal in this lady's ears. Now, if our spiritual eyes could be open tonight, we would be able to see the presence of the Lord here, because He said that where as few as two or three should be gathered together in His name, that there would He be in the midst of them. So He's here. His presence is here. Dear Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence with praise. We worship Your holy name. We thank You because You're truly the God of the Holy Bible. Your Word is absolute truth. We accept the written Word of God as being the infallible truth of God, the unchangeable truth. And Lord, You said that believers should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And You said when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Lord Jesus, as I place my fingers in this lady's ears, I ask You, dear Lord Jesus, wonderful Lord Jesus, I ask You to touch her ears, and I ask You, Lord, to heal her by the power of God and cause her to hear normally. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you feel them open up?
Yes.
Yes. Praise God. Well, they opened up. All right. Thank God. Now let's just check them out. You say what I say.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the
Lord. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I want to pray for your sinuses. You've been having a sinus problem, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Well, the Lord wants to heal your sinuses tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for touching this lady. Thank You for healing her ears and restoring her hearing. And thank You now, Lord, for touching her sinuses and healing her of this sinus condition, which has been bothering her quite a bit. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus and by the power of the eternal Word of God, I rebuke the sinus condition. I command it to go completely in Jesus' name and the sinuses to clear up for the glory of God. Amen. Did you feel something happen?
It's still a little bit stuffy.
I command the stuffiness to leave. Nasal passages in the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the nasal passages to open up, the stuffiness to go in Jesus' name.
They're clear.
Thank God. They're clear. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Well, He's wonderful, isn't He? The Lord Jesus is wonderful, isn't He?
Amen.
That's why that happened, because the Lord Jesus is here. He's the one that causes things to happen, isn't He? Amen? And don't we love Him? Don't we praise Him? Thank God, that's what He wants us to do. The Lord just spoke to me concerning a person here tonight who's been bothered with a choking condition. And this, you have a choking condition, and your sinuses have something to do with that. Is that you? How long have you had that condition?
Many years.
All right, tonight's your night to be healed.
by the power of God. I will tell you something else. Your heart is affected. Did you know that? You knew that it was affected. All right, well, God's going to touch her heart also tonight. Well, isn't he wonderful? Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, precious Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're so wonderful, Lord. It is such a great privilege, Lord, to be able to come into your dear presence and call upon your name and reach out unto thee, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, because these wonderful blessings did not come about without a tremendous price, the greatest price that could have been paid. Lord, I thank you for touching this dear lady and healing her, Lord, of this choking condition and the sinus condition and the heart condition. I rebuke the sinus condition in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command this choking condition to leave her. I command this heart condition, the infirm condition of the heart, to leave in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. What's happened? How do you feel? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And which ear is it? Because of loud machinery? You don't know. And how long has it been? Gradually. With your permission, I'm going to put my fingers in your ears and let's believe the Lord Jesus to heal this right ear and restore the hearing to normal. Dear Lord Jesus, you see the cause of this loss of hearing in this lady's right ear. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you shall touch her tonight. Lord, even as you touch Peter's mother-in-law, I ask you to touch this lady. Ask you, Lord, to heal this right ear, whatever may be affecting this loss of hearing. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, heal her by the power of God and cause the hearing to become perfectly normal by the power of the Word of God. I command it to open up in Jesus' name. Did you feel it open up? Yes?
Yes.
All right. Turn around this way, if you will, please. All right. Go and praise the Lord. With the other ear stopped up, you couldn't hear the television? Well, the Lord really did something for you, didn't he? Praise God. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Which ear is it?
This one is the worst, but I've got a hearing aid in both because I advise you.
The left ear is the worst, and you wear two hearing aids, and what is the cause on it?
I don't know.
They didn't diagnose it? All right. With your permission, I want to put my fingers in your ears tonight as we pray for your hearing. Is that all right? You don't mind me doing that? All right. If you will, please, just take the hearing aids out, and then I'm going to put my fingers in your ears, and all of these dear folks and I are going to look to the Lord together and believe Him to touch you. Amen? Praise God. Lord, we thank you so much for your wonderful presence. Thank you, Lord, for this campground. Thank you for this conference, these special meetings. Your wonderful presence, the encouragement that you give to people, for meeting people's needs, Lord. Thank you for the many wonderful things, Lord, that you've done for so many people in this very place. Lord, throughout our nation of America and throughout the face of the earth, you're so wonderful, Lord. And I just ask you to touch this lady.
Yes, in Jesus.
Yes. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch her.
I know,
I ask you, Lord, to heal both of her ears. Create normality, Lord Jesus, in this lady's ears. By the power of the eternal Word of God, cause the ears to open up, cause the ears to hear everything in a perfectly normal manner. And I rebuke the hearing loss. I rebuke the cause of this loss of hearing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I command it to leave completely by the power of the Word of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
What's happened?
Praise the Lord.
What's happened?
seemed like I just felt the touch all the way through my body.
All the way through your body. Praise the Lord. Where are you from? Where are you from? Where do you live? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm hearing better and better.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm hearing better and better.
Blessed be the Lord.
I'm hearing better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm hearing better. Say this. Say this. I'm hearing better. I'm hearing. I'm hearing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I can hear.
I can hear. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
That's better, isn't it?
Yes, better.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Tell me where you live. Now I'm going to rebuke that spirit that causes your ears to stop back up because you are hearing. You see, there's a spirit, doubting spirit, that wants you to close back up so that you don't keep it, so that you lose it. You understand me?
All right, yes.
Now, doubting spirit,
yes, Lord.
In the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. Thou doubting spirit, I command you to go. I command you to loosen this lady's ears in Jesus' name. I command you to go from her so that she shall hear normally. And I command you to loosen her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Well, just praise the Lord as you go back to your seat.
Praise the Lord.
And what about the lady here? This lady has had a progressive loss of hearing. And sometimes over the telephone, she could not hear. Sometimes she just had to watch people's mouths to determine what they were saying. But she said when we prayed for the first lady that her ears popped and she don't know just what has happened, but I believe that maybe you've already been healed.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.